It's 73 degrees at 1 minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington. 96.7 and 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Lynn Fender and Patrick Miller, guardians ad litem for New Hanover and Pender counties. The New Hanover County Guardian Ad Litem program is having an open house on Thursday, April 14th, where you can find out more information about what these folks do. Also in Pender County, there's an open house on Sunday, April 17th in Surf City. You can find out more about Guardian Ad Litem at CFGALA or CFGALA.org. Thank you so much, Lynn and Patrick, for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to be here, Gina. Thank you.
Now, Patrick, I'm going to start with you. For folks who have absolutely no idea or even just kind of a vague idea, what is a guardian ad litem?
Well, a guardian ad litem is a volunteer that's appointed by the courts. It's a court-appointed special advocate, and our job is to advocate on behalf of children to work toward a permanent, successful solution for the children. These are children that have been removed from the home for things like abuse or neglect.
And so you actually advocate for them in a legal way.
That's correct. Although we are not attorneys, we have attorneys that represent us, but we look out for their best interests.
And Lynn, what kind of person can be a guardian? I mean, who is it for? Who should do this kind of thing? And this is a volunteer thing. This is not a...
That's correct.
So who are those guardians folks?
From all sorts of backgrounds, and very few of them are retired attorneys. We have social workers, teachers, people who own their own businesses. It really does run the gamut.
How did you become involved, Lynn?
I actually became involved in Virginia, where I lived before I retired down here. So I have been a guardian for a total of 25 years.
Wow. And how about you, Patrick?
Well, I saw an advertisement that the Guardian Ad Litem had placed in a local newspaper, and it piqued my interest because I've always been interested in the welfare of kids, and took the training, and here I am 5.5 years later.
So you actually have been doing it here for that 5.5 years?
That's correct.
And this is the thing that I know, is that there are children who need a guardian, and they don't have one.
Correct.
And that's one of the important reasons for you to get this word out, is that people who don't know about this organization need to know about it. They also need to know how to get trained.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who would be interested and would be a good fit, tell us about the situation of how many kids you have in need.
There are 400 children in care now, roughly, but every single day new cases come in, and probably almost every single day we might close a case. But the caseload has grown phenomenally in this past year, not only in our district, but across the country. And sadly, an awful lot of the growth is attributed to heroin addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
Of the parents.
I was speaking with a guardian from the Onslow, Jones, Duplin, Sampson County district,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they have 100 children who do not have a guardian. They have a total of 375
In care
right now there, and 100 in need.
Wow.
So and
we have 24 children waiting for a guardian right now.
24 children waiting.
And that's
for
just New Hanover and Pender counties.
And that's not even counting Brunswick.
No, they have their own program. They're a different judicial district.
So the rise in the need for this work is mainly attributed to heroin.
Largely,
a lot of it is, and it's nationwide.
What happens to these kids who don't have a guardian? I'm curious.
Supervisors in the program look out for their welfare until a volunteer signs up, completes the training, and is able to take the case.
But you don't have that focused person for
right.
that child.
That's correct. The supervisors become overwhelmed with the number of cases. But every child is entitled to and required by law to have a guardian ad litem.
Right. Now, in terms of like how you become one, what kind of training is involved in that?
We offer pretty intensive training, two kinds, 4 times a year. We alternate between online do-it-yourself training, where you come together and meet at a class setting for 3 hours a week. The other kind of training is entirely classroom training, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, and that also spans approximately 3 weeks. It's intense, it's informational, It can be fun, and it's adult learning. Adult learning principles are applied, so you're not sitting in a class being lectured to for 4 hours a day.
So it works for adult people.
Yes,
who, yeah,
very much so.
Absolutely.
And you know, tell me about when you have a case. What kind of commitment is it when you have a case?
Well, you need to be able to devote the time necessary, especially in the beginning of a case where you're getting to know all of the people and all of the circumstances involved. And then as you become more familiar with the case and as it progresses toward conclusion or toward resolution, the amount of time usually decreases mm-hmm. or diminishes at least slightly.
And why do you do this? Why volunteer your time to do this? What kind of reward is there in this work?
It's really a very self-rewarding kind of a volunteer opportunity because you get to make a significant difference in the life of a child. You can work toward a very positive outcome and a very positive future for these children. And for me, that's the reward.
And
amen. It draws on your head and your heart. You make a big difference in one child at a time.
So, again, there are going to be these open houses, which is an invitation for folks to come talk to other guardians.
Yes.
Learn about what it means to be a guardian. Learn about the program. And on Thursday, April 14th, that's in New Hanover County. That's on 320 Chestnut Street, right behind Thalian Hall.
There'll be two of them, 11:30 to 1, or if you'd like to come later, 4:30 to 6.
That's again.
And Patrick, the one in Pender.
April 17th.
That's correct. It's going to be at the Surf City Welcome Center at the end of Roland Avenue from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 17th.
Now, you can find out more about these folks at CFGALA, like CF Gala.
Cape Fear Gala.
.org to find out about their open houses, about the training, about what it means to be a guardian ad litem. Patrick Miller and Lynn Fender, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Gina, very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's 12:06.